Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
The world's preeminent talk radio portal.
All about your health.
And now here's Melanie Cole, MS, host of Staying Well.
Do you have a lot of things going on in your garden now besides the leaves that are falling into my garden? Well, it's time to start preserving these things. My guest is Amy Jeanroy, and she's been an herbal gardener in many regions of the U.S. And her farm, it's a family-run 60-acre farm. So, Amy, this time of the year, you know, I'm still getting so many zucchini and cucumbers, and the tomatoes are a little bit dropped off, and some of them are starting to get brown spots and stuff. My basil is bolting, you know, so I need to do something with all of this before it frosts and I lose all of it.
That's very common. I hear that a lot.
So what do we do? I mean, start with things like that people don't always think of canning and preserving, like zucchini. You know, I mean, you get a little sick of making zucchini bread and sautéing zucchini and stuffed zucchini. And what can we do with that kind of thing?
Sure. I always tell people to kind of get creative. And we often hear about making zucchini bread, but zucchini is actually a great filler or added bulk, which is also nutritional, for a lot of the things that you already make. So you can take it and shred it very finely and then freeze it in small bags and use that frozen shredded zucchini in all of your soups and your stews. And before you say, oh, my family doesn't like it, when you take it out and it's frozen and you pop it into those other recipes, they're not even going to know it's there. So they're eating the health part of the zucchini, and they don't say, oh, Mom, why'd you give me zucchini in the middle of winter?
Does it lose its color when you freeze it, like basil? Does it turn brown or get, you know?
No, it doesn't. However, that's a good point I should have mentioned. It does release a lot of water, as do many vegetables, when you thaw them back out. So you can just add that if it's a soup or a stew, because that additional water won't hurt. But if you're adding it to something like a ground meat or a recipe that's drier, you'd have to take that moisture into consideration. It's good for you, though, so try not to dump it out. But, of course, you can if that's the only way you can get it in your recipe.
Well, one thing that I can't stand, Amy, is when people say, oh, but I don't like that. I've never met a vegetable I don't like. And, you know, neither do my kids. They'll eat anything because I started so early with them. And they're getting into this with me now about canning and getting these things, you know, done stuff with. Okay, so that's great advice about zucchini. Now basil. Let's see, because now if you don't start keep picking off the heads, they really start to flower and you lose the whole plant.
Yeah, you sure do. And I like basil because it's so quick and easy to grow. So if you are really sad and you're thinking it's the end of the season, no more basil, you can actually extend that season by snipping off a part of the basil, including some stem, pop it in water, and put it right on a sunny window, and it'll continue to grow for quite a while.
Oh, that's awesome.
And another nice thing about basil is if you don't like that icky brown or black that it turns, you can blend it in your just kitchen blender with a little bit of olive oil until it's kind of loose. I call it slushy, but that's probably not the technical term. But you can then pour that into ice cube trays, freeze it, and pop out those cubes and keep them in the freezer in a bigger bag. And anytime you need to use basil, it's nice and green and bright and flavorful, and you can use that frozen cube in whatever it is you're trying to make during the winter.
I love doing that and making pesto and doing the ice. The ice cube trays is really that's a great little technique to use to freeze things in little individual portions. Now, you know, what about drying herbs? Because I've got a lot of rosemary, oregano, thyme, you know, the basil I will freeze. But what do you do with, people are always not sure if drying herbs loses their flavor.
No, it definitely does not lose their flavor. One important thing is to dry it correctly, which means out of direct sunlight. And make sure that it's dried enough before you package it up. And enough would be crisp, but not so dry that it shatters when you touch it. It can still have a little bit of flexibility to it. But that way it won't get mildewy or moldy or whatnot. And, you know, dried herbs are more than just the single herb. And once they're dried, then you can mix them up however you'd like. Make your own personalized seasoning for spaghetti or for any of the recipes that you want to use your dried herbs in. You don't have to do everything the traditional way when it comes to using your own herbs and seasoning however you'd like.
Now, do you have to dry them upside down? Or can you dry them, you know, I mean, people say, oh, you have to put it upside down, otherwise, you know, it's not going to dry properly, or you're going to get the, it's all going to go down into the root. Is that true?
But no, and I loved hearing that. I hear that all the time, too. You know, we get so many rules, and we get caught up in how to do it correctly that a lot of people end up not doing it at all. But truthfully, if you just lay it out flat, I use a food dehydrator with no heat, and just so that it keeps the air moving, it's not necessary, but it's on my counter anyway, so I use it. You can also dry them right on maybe paper towel or a little piece of newspaper, just not in direct sunlight, and try to keep it where it isn't going to get dusty and, you know, and just dirty from being out in the open for a couple of days. But
now,
other than that...
You know, now at this time of the year, Amy, there's so many of the root vegetables, which are so delicious this time of year, and the beets, because they like that little bit of cold weather.
They so sure do. They no.
They thrive. Yeah, they do, and the color and the sweet potatoes and the things. Now, so what do you do with those kinds of things? How do you can and pickle, and do you have to when you're canning? Water bath, which seems dangerous if you're a parent of small children. I used to do it a lot more. Now I'm a little afraid. Or is freezing usually sufficient?
You can definitely freeze. I always tell people, you know, do what you're comfortable doing. For me in my house, even though I know how to can and all of that, I try to do a little bit in as many different varieties as I can. And that way we have more than the traditional, say, beets, for example, pickled beets. Well, how many pickled beets can one family eat during the year? However, if I have some dried, I have some frozen, and I have some pickled, well, that's a three different ways. That's almost a different flavor altogether, and it just kind of keeps things interesting. So you don't just have to do it in one specific way. And again, if you're a little bit hesitant about canning, then just freeze and just dry and do it that way. But the point is, get as much as you can on your own, because that's wonderful. You know, it's wonderful to put by as much as you can.
Well, I love roasting beets and things. What about cucumbers? Because these are something that are still coming out now, and you still got them, and yet they don't freeze very well. And
nope,
you
don't.
Think of what, I mean, they're already, if they're a cucumber past the pickle point, sort of, what do you do with those things? How much cucumber soup and tzatziki can you make?
Right.
You know?
Well, I think when it comes to the end of the season, that's when a lot of those relishes come into play, where people are just kind of throwing a lot of the end of the season vegetables all together and pickling them, maybe throwing a little spice in there, red hot chili peppers and that type thing. My husband loves that when I take all the zucchinis and the summer, or not summer squash, I'm sorry, but the broccoli and the cauliflower and all of that bit, and putting them all in the same jar and then pickling it and making it spicy. He eats that all winter long.
Oh, that's a great idea, making those relishes. That's a great idea.
Yeah. And that way you have something a little bit different too, you know.
Well, sure, and that's the whole point. If you want your family to eat these things and really get it like that, then you want them to be as you know, variety as possible. Give us your best advice in the last 30 seconds or so, Amy, on what we can do with that garden bounty and preserving.
Absolutely. My best advice is make what you know your family's going to eat, because it's a lot of work no matter which way you look at it, and if they aren't going to eat it, then it's just wasted time and effort.
And it certainly does take effort. It's a labor of love. And Amy's book is Canning and Preserving for Dummies, the second edition, a how-to guide for canning, drying, and freezing the foods and herbs that you grow. And that's something we all certainly need to do, because, boy, we love those herbs and vegetables, and you don't want to lose them at this time of the year. So use them, freeze them, do stuff with them. This is Melanie Cole for Radio MD, and we'll be back.